Give me 4.5 minutes of daylight, and I guarantee you will score. Trevin A. Jones with the UMT Sports Report.
That's the mentality of my top five HBCU quarterbacks as we head into week 6 of the HBCU Gridiron Action. I want to talk about a group of gentlemen who are my Fab Five, and we start in Bowie, Maryland, with Amir Showtime Hall. This 6'4", 180-pound junior quarterback's tearing up the CIAA, making a big impact on Division II football. Showtime's ranked 5th nationally in total passing yards with over 1,600 yards passing, and he's averaging 327 yards a game. Coach Damon Wilson has a field general under center who's also responsible for 156 points this season, which leads the nation. Hall is 2nd in the nation in passing efficiency with a rating of 204, and he's only been intercepted twice in 150 passing attempts. This Bowie native amazes me because his leadership has the Bulldogs racking up 362 yards of total offense on a weekly basis. Bowie State now has outscored their opponents 285-78, and Hall and his Bulldogs are now 5-0 on the year, averaging 57 points per game. Showtime tops the list because he has 21 touchdowns. This weekend, he'll lead the Black and Gold in a home game against Shawan. His counterpart will be QB Bryce Witt, who's looking pretty good with just over 1,000 yards passing in 5 games. But I don't think that'll be enough to overcome Showtime and his Bulldogs, who've scored 206 points in their last 3 games. Now let's move on to North Carolina A&T quarterback Lamar Renard, a redshirt junior who was named the Offensive Player of the Week in the MEAC. This 6'4 native from High Point, North Carolina, led Coach Rod Broadway's Aggies to their 5th straight win. He passed for 298 yards and 2 TDs. Renard connected on 18 of his 31 passing attempts, including a 71-yard strike for a touchdown. Now keep your eye on this young man this weekend. He is in the top 15 amongst all quarterbacks in the football championship subdivision with over 1,300 yards passing. And get this, he's thrown for 14 TDs, and he's only been intercepted one time in 126 passing attempts. Not to mention he completed 86 of those tosses. I believe one of the keys to his success is the offensive line that is led by All-American left tackle Brandon Parker, who logged in 4 pancake blocks in the last win. Not to mention, the offensive line helped the Aggies amass more than 400 yards for the 5th straight game. This week, El Rey, as I'll refer to him, will lead Coach Broadway's Blue and Gold in a home game against Delaware State. This homecoming is labeled the greatest homecoming on earth, so that means the winless Delaware State Hornets will be busy. Now, there's a quarterback in Institute, West Virginia, who's making a lot of noise despite not getting a lot of media attention. That's right, I see you, Matt. I'm talking about Matt Kinnick, a 6-foot, 190-pound grad student whose Yellow Jackets have only won 2 games so far this season, but he's thrown for over 1,400 yards in 5 games, and he's connected on 14 TDs. The St. Clairsville, Ohio natives are averaging 295 yards a game. And in the latest win over Glenville State, he helped WVSU wideout Quentin Gray become last week's player of the week, connecting with his favorite target 9 times for 112 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Gray's performance helped him become West Virginia State's all-time leader in receptions. And I don't have to tell you, the sign of a good QB is making those around you better. So Kinnick will lead West Virginia State against the Thoroughbreds of Kentucky State this weekend. Meanwhile, I gotta ask you to keep your eye on the Southwestern Athletic Conference. That's the home of 2/5 of my Fab Five. Coach Fred McNair has a QB in Lenoris Footbin who's passed for 1,174 yards and 8 touchdowns. And Lenoris is also ranked in the top 25 nationally in passing yardage. The 6-foot, 180-pound Monticello, Florida native is averaging 234 yards passing per game. And he has the Braves firing on all cylinders with recent wins over Southern and Texas Southern. This week, Footman will lead ASU against Alabama State in Montgomery. And last but not least, there's Grambling State quarterback Devontae Kincaid. This 6'1", 190-pound senior from Dallas was a finalist for the Black College Football Hall of Fame Deacon Jones Award last season. And this season, he's already producing for the defending national champions. Kincaid completed 73 of 126 passes this year for 947 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he's only been intercepted one time. What makes him special is his ability to use his legs as well as his arm to engineer Coach Broderick Fobb's Tiger Attack. So far this season, Kincaid is 2nd on the team in rushing, and last week he had a great performance as he became the MVP of the 20th annual Chicago Classic, passing for 278 yards and 3 TDs, powering the G-Men in a win over Clark Atlanta. This week, Kincaid will lead the 4-1 Grambling State Tigers into the State Fair Classic in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas against Prairie View A&M. That's my Fab Five for this week so far this season. As far as HBCU QBs are concerned, reach out and let me know who you got. Did I miss anybody? Let me know.
Check me out with more sports information and updates just for you, and we'll talk about the sports you want to talk about. I'm Trevin A. Jones with your UMT Sports Report. Follow me on Twitter at UMT Sports Report. I think we just scored a touchdown.